Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I am Allison Skaberg, owner and founder of Consolidated Planning Group. We are a holistic special needs financial planning firm. We focus on advisory and consulting for families who have a loved one with a disability that may have care needs the rest of their life, not just yours. We are here today. I always like to go through a couple of housekeeping items just at the beginning. We are in webinar mode today, and what that means is that we can't see you or hear you, but we know you're there, and we are glad that you are here today. We invite you, as we're going through the presentation, to put your questions in the chat box. I'm going to be monitoring that chat box for Ms. Tia today and reading out those questions. We are excited to be partnering with the Center for Pursuit today. Center for Pursuit is in Houston, Texas, and we are going to learn more about their programs and how they serve in the special needs community and various doors that you could walk through with the Center for Pursuit. So we're very, very excited to be here with Ms. Tia Smith. And I am going to turn everything right on over to her. If you're planning your schedule today, we're going from 12 to 1. So if you're kind of trying to think about timing, this will be over in the course of an hour. So we're glad you're here. We'll have our contact information in the chat box. You do not have to take notes on every single thing you hear today, because you are going to get a link to the recording, and you are also going to get a copy of today's slides as well, with any links or any other information that is in those slides. So Tia, I know we have a lot of repeat attenders that have come to these webinars in the past. So I'm gonna skip over. We'll talk more about CPG at the end, and I'm gonna really just turn everything over to you. Thank you for taking the time to be here with us today, and tell us about the Center for Pursuit.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. Hello, everyone. I am Tia Smith again with the Center for Pursuit. I'm the Director of Admissions and Community Outreach. The Center for Pursuit has been around 74 years. We're excited. We're coming up on our 75th next year, and we really work with all individuals that have a diagnosis of an intellectual and or developmental disability, which would include autism, or anything similar, Down syndrome, Asperger's, cerebral palsy, a traumatic brain injury. But let's talk a little bit about what we offer here at the Center for Pursuit. We offer our programs and services, which include residential services. So we have our independent living. We have assisted living, which is in our campus out at Willow River Forum in Brookshire. And our home community-based services. A lot of you hear the acronym HCS. We also have employment services along with our day program. And our day program is broken down into two sections, as you can see here. We have the Pursuit Learning Academy and the Adult Activity Center. So the Pursuit Learning Academy, and we'll talk about a little bit more in a second, it's just for those who are more independent. And the Adult Activity Center truly offers that total care that may be needed. We have an awesome program on Saturday, our Camp Pursuit program. We have our social motion program, which many of you may have heard. We partnered with them a year ago, and what an awesome partnership, because we are able to serve children as well, and our youngest is 4 years old. We have our health and wellness, which we have Baylor here on campus, so we do have transition medicine here. Believe Dental is over in our health and wellness building, Bloom Fitness, and you know they're all over now, and as well as we offer our own specific counseling and behavior services. So let's talk more.
Tia, I want to go deeper on the ages, because you're already telling me something that I definitely didn't know. So you have programming basically for all ages. It could be for under age 18 as well as 18 and above. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So with social motion and those social skills, and we'll get here to it in a minute on the slides, you'll see that we start at the young primary age. And it goes all the way through a lifespan. So we have many, many individuals who start with us very young, and they may be with us to the end of their lifespan.
I love that so much. And I also love that you mentioned the Baylor Transitional Medicine Clinic, because that is a I would call it a well-kept secret for families that have a loved one that is transitioning into adult care. You're leaving the cocoon of pediatrics. That Baylor Transition Medical Clinic is pretty awesome, and I think a lot of families don't know about that, and so I'm glad that you had that. And of all the webinars we've done, I'm not sure that we've ever mentioned that on any webinar. So if you guys are thinking about that, you should definitely check that out. That is a great clinic over there at Baylor. So I'm so glad you had that.
It is awesome. It's been a great asset here on campus because, again, as they transition and they turn 19 and they need to start seeing a regular doctor, it's just seamless for them, us having that clinic here on campus. So, to go back to our residential services, as you can see here on the screen, our independent living really provides that independence with some support. So the good news is they're not out there in an apartment by themselves with no support. We do offer that support. Even at the independent living complex that we're at currently, we have a staff that lives there on site, and she provides those supports. She does room checks or helping ensure that they do their shopping, that they have a clean a space to live in. So those supports are really important, especially as well if they take medication. With assisted living, that's total care. So everything is included. We do offer waivers for our assisted living, the ICF waiver out at Willow River Forum, and they can also do private pay. With the home community-based program, our group homes, we are growing, getting our group homes closer to our new campus. So if you don't know, we moved here to a new campus last year. And being here in the East End at 4400 Harrisburg, we're looking to grow our community-based residential options here in the area as well, because right now we're in Brookshire, we're over in the medical center, we're out west, like the Westheimer, Derry Ashford, Westheimer, Eldridge area. So with our residential, the goal is to expand and make sure that we're able to service all over Houston as well. Let's
One
move on.
question that I have for you, Tia, on the residential living, and this is kind of like a later on question, but later on, when an individual is living there and maybe their parents are no longer living, can the Center for Pursuit take over guardianship of the person of this individual? Is that a direction that they can take if there are, if, for instance, no other family members? Every once in a while, we'll run across a case where somebody says, after me, it's it. There is nobody else. So how does that work there if they're living there and their families are no longer here on this earth?
So we do have that option to take on guardianship. We have some residents that's in our program that we do have guardianship of. So that's an easy transition as well.
Okay, that's nice to know. And I know that that's a concern for a lot of families. We actually had a question in the chat box that says, will you describe, and maybe you have slides for this, and feel free to defer if you do, will you describe in more detail the Pursuit Learning Academy and the Adult Activity Center, please?
Yes, we'll get there in just a second. Let's talk
Perfect.
about next employment services, and we'll get right there. So, with our employment services, we work with those who have the desire to work, whether it be inside of a location with a job coach or out in the community on their own. So, we do have employment assistance that we offer, along with assessments to see where they're at along the way. We have our tech lab that's available here on campus. So, the unique thing about employment services, even with the pre-employment training for youth, the pre-ex, it's available They have a lot of support. We work directly with TWC. We're a TWC provider. So with employment services, we've grown. And we have coming soon also our Pursuit Entrepreneur Academy, where they can learn how to grow and be independent and own their own business if they desire as well. Because a lot of times you hear the participants say, I would like to start in the summer a snow cone stand. So this gives them all the tools and resources to be able to do that. So with our employment services, as you can see here on the screen, we offer a variety of options that gives them that beginning to end support when it comes to employment. All right, well, let's move on. And when we think about our adult day programs, the Pursuit Learning Academy and the Adult Activity Center, so we are a DOS facility, which is DOS ISS. So that's individualized skills and socialization. So we have on-site options and off-site. Now, with the Pursuit Learning Academy, a lot of times, individuals in this program will be in independent living. They may be in HCS to group homes, but they're a lot of them are in college. They're in the CC Bass Academy. With this Pursuit Learning Academy, we have clubs that they take part in, from computer clubs to art clubs. So there's a variety of things that they do that allows them to be more independent. With the adult activity center, excuse me, it's more total care. So, did that answer the question while I take a little sip?
I think that that is helpful. So one of the questions that I have, and I know that you serve, all people with disabilities, and there's various scales to the level that a person's diagnosis, affects their functioning and things like that. And there's a lot of middle of the road. I call them the forgotten group, where, maybe they don't have an intellectual disability. Maybe they're ADHD or high functioning autism, and they're, maybe, kind of getting, they're going to get where they're going. They're maybe, a little bit behind from, maybe their peers their age. Do you have programming specifically for that middle group? Because I think that is the forgotten group. There is where they don't necessarily fit in the mainstream or the other programs, and they also don't fit in the, in other programs. So it's like there's not a perfect fit. Can you tell us about the programs that you may have where you reach those folks?
Yes, so that'll be a sort of like the in between. So in our Pursuit Learning Academy, it's broken down into segments. So you have those that strictly focus on employment. Then we have those that focus on education. Then we have those that are like in that in between phase where they may need more support. So with that, they're at a level to where they don't need the total care. They don't need as much structure, so they fall in on the social off-site piece, I should say. So they're able to pick where they would like to go during the week and have staff support. So weekly, they pick whether or not they would like to go to the movies. They may want to go out to a restaurant. They may want to go down to Discovery Green, or a lot of times when the Astros were playing and they had the day games, they would join. So that group is more of what you're speaking of, in a sense, to where they really don't need to be inside of a day program or taking part in a club. They're more that in between where they can have that flexibility of doing something on site or being able to go off site.
I love that you have that flexibility. Someone asked, is Willow River Farms associated with Brookwood? Is there any tie or connection to Brookwood? I think it's kind of because it's in the same area, maybe.
Let me tell you, we are great partners. We really work together well, but there's no affiliation. Brookwood campus. They are private pay, and they're good partners with us because we work with different families where we may recommend the family to them if they have an option that's better suited, or vice versa with us. But no affiliation, but they're just out in the same area. One's on one side of I-10 and the other one's on the other side.
Gotcha. So tell us more about this Camp Pursuit. But before you do, I want to just go back a moment because, we kind of talk about this stuff all the time and we know this stuff backwards and forwards. But one thing that you mentioned at the very beginning, and this is a question that comes up all the time, is whether or not you take waivers or not. And you also mentioned that you guys are an ICF approved vendor as well, and you can work with the whole ICF stuff. And that's a big deal because a lot of places across the state and across other states as well, they're private pay and they don't accept waivers and stuff. So, can you, when we're talking about waivers, I just want to take a moment to say we're talking about Medicaid waivers. If you're joining us from out of state, all states have Medicaid waivers. They may call them, they're Medicaid waivers. They may have 7 or 10 different waivers in a given state, and they all have different names. But Medicaid waivers are designed to waive off some of the cost of care for an individual with a disability. They might pay for attendance services, various therapy services. There's a lot of different things, and depending on the waiver, we have a complete webinar on waivers on our Consolidated Planning Group YouTube channel that you guys can check out. But I just wanted to mention that when she was talking about, those are the things that she's talking about. If you're hearing waivers for the first time and you don't have any idea what I'm talking about, and you are in the state of Texas, you definitely need to get on the waiver interest list, and you can reach out to us and we can help you get that taken care of. The waiting list for waivers in the state of Texas is quite long, and they suggest is upward of 17, and I even heard 2 weeks ago up to 20 years. It's a very, very slow process to get to come up on the list for a waiver. So tell us a little bit more about the waivers and how you guys are able to accept those.
So, and I will say, out of all the states, we rank like 49 when it comes to the waiver wait list and the benefits, I should say. So for us, we encourage families as soon as they identify that their loved ones may have any sort of diagnosis of an intellectual or developmental disability, autism, ADHD, or anything similar, that they go ahead and they put them on the waivers. One of the quickest ways to do a waiver here in Houston is through the Harris Center at www.theharriscenter.org. And they do assessments and they can get them signed up. For us, we're fortunate as an agency that we are able to accept waivers. So the HCS, Home Community-Based Waiver Program, the ICF, the Individual Care Facility Program, and it allows them to offset the cost of private pay. Because when you're thinking about assisted living for private pay, you're looking at $3,500 a month. So we really want to help those families be able to avoid that cost by having that waiver. And you do have some families that get into a crisis to where they may need assistance sooner, and they will evaluate them for that. So the good news is, if you are in need of a waiver, get signed up. Follow back up with us, follow back up with Allison around how to do that. And like she said, they have an option for you to look at on their YouTube page. But it'll be very beneficial to you because agencies like us, we look for any route we can to help that family to not have to do private pay and to be able to take advantage of a waiver for their loved ones.
Tia, I just want to just do a recap. And for those of you that just joined, we're here today with the Center for Pursuit in Houston, Texas, and she is talking to us about the program that they have for individuals with a disability. And we learned early on that they serve individuals, both minors under age 18 and above age 18. They have different programs for everyone, not just adults. So I just wanted to reiterate that fact because I know that that was new to me. So tell us about this Camp Pursuit.
So Camp Pursuit is a Saturday program. It's here at our 4400 Harrisburg campus here in Houston, our main campus. Now, with the Camp Pursuit program, even though it's on Saturdays from 9 to 2, fun filled with activities. They get to have social interactions, make new friends. It's all inclusive. So there is a small fee. It's $50 a session, and we do go out in the community as well. Most recently, we went to the Houston Zoo. So we look for opportunities to be sponsored to where we can go out, and for that small fee, that really pays for the staff and the transportation a lot of times. We are able to host social events on Saturday. So this Saturday, we're doing a wellness event at Camp Pursuit through UT Dentistry. So they're coming out. We're going to have like some dental kits that they'll be able to take advantage of to have to talk about health and wellness of the mouth, being able to take care of their teeth. So with us for Camp Pursuit, it's just an opportunity to walk away with something new in their toolkit and a fun-filled environment. Lunch is included, snacks are included, and any program that we do, like the wellness event, it's all inclusive. So they'll walk away with a brush kit. They'll walk away with a t-shirt. So we try to make the camp beneficial for that small cost of $50 a session.
And so for the camp, is this all ages as well? And so if we have like younger elementary kids, they're going to be kind of grouped together, like, as far as grouping and setting and stuff like that. Who do you serve for this camp?
So we serve all ages for the camp. As you can see here in the pictures, typically a lot of the younger age, they will go to the social emotion event side of it because it's a program that's building for them. So if they're on a program to start their social skills, it's more like a routine or a schedule that they follow. So a lot of times, every now and then, you may see the teen group attend camp if it's an event that they would like to take advantage of. And as you can see, our social motion program offers after school and even on weekend for children and young adults starting at age 4. And our youngest is age 4. And as you can see here, it has two components: the group social skill classes and also the young adult social group. So with it, again, these are social skills that they can build on from learning food etiquette, how to go and eat at a restaurant, or how to interact at Chuck E. Cheese. It's just a lot of social interactions and skills that help them build even with others. Because a lot of times when they're younger and if they have autism, they will struggle with relationships. So we look for ways to build their life with activities that will enhance them long term. And they'll have that social skill foundation that will support them through as they grow from first grade to fifth grade and on up as well.
So tell us more about this young adults social group. So as they've transitioned, we got a lot of transitioners, the young adults social group. Tell us about that.
So with the young adult social group, they meet twice a week. They do have an option to do once a week as well. So with the two components of that, they can do once a week or twice a week. And this will include things like them going out to a restaurant again, going to the movies, having game night, having karaoke. They're getting ready now for their holiday bash. Next week they have a Friendsgiving. So a lot of it is really catered to their age groups specifically as well. And it starts at 18, the young adult social skills group, and go to age 32.
So, assuming this is, intriguing to the families that are on here today, do you guys do tours? Can they be a fly on the wall and watch one of these groups? Or how does this work if they want to explore more about the programs or take a tour of your new facility? How do you guys recommend going about doing that?
Absolutely. So my information is in the chat box. They can email me or they can call our main number on our website directly. And I put our website also in the chat. And we can schedule them a tour. We're happy to do tours. We even do them also on the weekends to where they can come in. We prefer during the week or in the evening so you can see the social groups in action, or you can see the programs on campus in action. But if they would like to just see the campus, like last Saturday, we had an open house. Well, we invited those from the community to come out and just tour our campus. We had everyone from each department, even Baylor, the Transition Clinic, Believe Dental, they were on site talking about their program and giving out goodies as well.
I definitely love that. And as far as your residential is concerned, for families that are considering the residential, do you have a dip your toe in the water kind of program where like an individual might be able to come for a few days or a week or two to kind of dip their toe in and see how that works? Do you guys do anything like that?
Yes. So for that, we call it enrichment services. So they can come out for a weekend, or if the family is going, like recently we had a family go on a cruise and they sent their loved ones out to our Willow River Forum campus just for about 8 days to get a feel for residential because they're transitioning towards that. So it's a good opportunity to have them come in, even like for spring break or coming up the holiday break, we have options for them to either come and stay in the residential or even be a part of our day programming services. But for the residential piece, take advantage of the enrichment services where they can come out and, like you said, just sort of dip their foot in a little bit to see if they would like it.
For sure. And in light of these little, you know, breaks and different things that you were talking about, so it sounds like suffice to say that you do have some respite services that
We do.
basically if a family needed something for a week or two because of travel or for just respite services, then you guys have those options available too. That's really great to know. So tell us about the
Absolutely.
health and wellness programs. Go a little bit deeper with us. I know we heard about Believe Dental, but tell us a little bit more about these connections that you guys have with the Center for Pursuit.
Okay, so our counseling and behavior services are our services that we offer, and it's here on campus. They do make home visits, but it's with our director of clinical services and our LPCs, our licensed professional counselors, our BCBA. So we look to cater to any type of behavior plan that may be needed, any type of incorporation of family therapy, the individual therapy, and even a group where they're able to have it with their other peers as well that may be experiencing something similar. We do a lot of special sessions that we offer, like safety in the community, sexual awareness. So there's other, you know, opportunities to attend a session that may just be something you have a need for that we offer. And those are always posted on our website. With Believe Dental, the Center for Pursuit, we used to have our own dental services here on campus, but our very own Dr. Ingram is with Believe Dental now. And Believe is officially here on campus. This is their second month that they've been here, and they do all type of dental services, including cosmetic work as well. It's not just for participants in our program, it's for the community. So that's the good news. Even with our counseling and behavior supports, you don't have to be in a residential program or a social skills program or a day program to take advantage of these services that are available. The same thing with Bloom Fitness. It's offered with our day program, but as well as it's available online or at different locations and sites as well. And then with Baylor, the Transition Medical Clinic that's here, we have doctors and nurses that are available to consult with families when we do tours. They take the time to speak with them as well, just to talk about what that transition looks like for their loved one, how they can support them through that transition, and just the medical steps that take place for them to be comfortable, going from a pediatrician to seeing a regular doctor.
So this is an important question to ask, and it comes up from time to time, and I'm probably putting you on the spot, and I'm not trying to. But
It's
when you
okay.
talk about counseling and behavior supports, are there some particular behaviors, are there some particular things that are a no-go for the Center for Pursuit? I mean, there is obviously behaviors that you guys can support and things that you can't. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So with us, we really strive to take all behaviors. The way that we shift the gears, and I don't know if other agencies do this, but this has worked for us so well. We, in order to be able to take all behaviors, we ask that the families provide a one-on-one. And having that one-on-one will help even if they are inside one-on-one. And what I mean is we have what we call participants that may fall into more behavior need. And with that, they may be with the staff that has only three, like a 1-to-3 ratio, and they will still have their one-on-one to help with those behaviors. So if the staff can't control it all, that one-on-one is there to support. So a lot of families will ask, well, how do we get a one-on-one? And we can tell you our staff, currently, we're growing, but right now, our staff are not one-on-one staff unless they're in our program. We can have that 1-to-1 ratio, but we recommend that they bring in their own if it's an extreme behavior. And I will share that one of our families went to, I don't know if you guys have heard of this, it was called care.com, and they put specifically what they needed. And they got a one-on-one for their loved ones. And we had another family to use it as well. So for us, the goal is to not to turn away any behavior, but if it's extreme, we have an admissions committee review team when we review for participants to come into our program. And on that committee that I oversee, it's a team of directors. We have our nursing department, our home community base directors, we have behavior, we have our counselors. We're all on this committee together to make the proper recommendation to that family. And again, if it's a one-on-one, we work with them on making it happen. What are some ways that we can get it to happen where they're not having to come completely out of pocket for it? So it's a work in progress for the loved ones with behaviors, but at the same time, there's always a method to getting them what they need, whether it be in that day program or residential, to fit, their individual need.
I love that. And I would just like to add that, I think, we've seen in the past where like families may have minimized some of the behaviors on the application process because they didn't want to get denied or things like that. And we just want to encourage families to be real and be honest because there are supports for your loved one if they do have behavior challenges. But if we're not real and forthcoming with that information, then we can't get those supports that we need. One person said, pardon the question, but with so much in the news about the high rate of abuse of special needs individuals, does your center have any cases of this? What safeguards do you have in place to protect the people that attend the Pursuit or live with you guys?
That is a very good question because, and that's public information. We fortunately do not have any pending cases, but I can tell you that some of the things that we do, not only do we have security on campus and in our day program, we keep up again with our background checks. But also, one of the things that we do is we do have cameras, and our cameras are not in the restroom areas, but they're in our day program, like the open areas and also the individual classrooms. So we have a system in place with not only with our cameras, but additional staff watching. Each department has a director, assistant director, maybe an associate director, program manager, coordinator supporting that staff as well. So we do have a good foundational system in place for the protection of that participant, but also of the staff, because if they do have extreme behaviors, you do have incidents where the staff can be injured, as well if the participant, if nobody's really watching and they have a behavior with just maybe banging their head on the wall, and the family has chose for them not to wear a helmet. We want to be able to cater and work with that, but support them at the same time. So for us, I can tell you, security has worked, additional staff being in place, having the cameras. We know a lot of families will ask about the cameras. Is it invading their privacy? We make sure that it doesn't, but I can tell you it's been very beneficial when we've had things happen to where we need to go back and take a detailed look. So that's how
Thank
we
you.
really work around that for their safety.
And I know it is a big topic, and it is in the news, and it
Yes.
is a fear. I mean, as parents, like it didn't matter how old our kids are, we are protectors till the end, and we always want to
Absolutely.
make sure that they're safe and healthy, and things are rolling smoothly. Well, I know for sure that I have not been down there to take a tour, and so I'll be seeing you, Tia, for sure, because I myself would love to come and tour the Center for Pursuit. Now, one of the things that you had talked about the Saturday programs and the cost of those programs of $50. And, as you mentioned, the Texas waivers, where we jockey between 49th and 50th of the worst, longest waiting list for the waivers, and we jockey with Florida, by the way, if anybody's wondering. So it's suffice to say that a lot of people, if they were engaging your services, they're not getting a waiver, and it would be private pay. So, inquiring minds always want to know, you mentioned 3,500 for something. Can you give us kind of a range of some of the different programming? And I know it's not, it may not be finite, but give us a range of people we're thinking of engaging. We talked about the camp, the Saturdays of $50. So tell us about some of the other programs, and if somebody was private paying, what does that look like?
So one of the things too I would like to share, and I may not have shared it up front, we do offer scholarships. So even for the programs like Saturdays. Now, with some of your waivers for the social outing on Saturdays, you are able to use it. You will have to check to see under their plan of care what option is available, because there are families that come to camp and they say, oh, we need our detailed receipt, or we need a history of attendance so that we can submit this information for a refund, or like doing their report with it. But we offer scholarships for our programs because a lot of times we really want it to be affordable. In our day program, if they attended our Pursuit Learning Academy Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., that private pay is $1,500 a month. Our adult activity center, which offer total assistance, is $2,000 a month, and it's 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So that's a little bit of insight on the private pay. The independent living is $1,500 a month, private pay. The home community-based program, HCS, is on a waiver. The ICF is also on a waiver, so it's pretty much covered. But again, when you're thinking about the cost, we look for ways to help you offset again if it's private pay, because we know a lot of times that can be very expensive for a lot of families. Even a $50 coming to a camp on Saturdays, we want to make sure that it's open to those who need it and it is affordable.
I love that. And the truth is when we have a loved one with a disability, we have a lifetime of paying for their care needs. It's
Exactly.
not like your average kid that goes to school and then graduates college and then off they go on their merry way. We have a lifetime of paying for programming and services and other things like that. So I'm glad that there's various doors that people can walk through. Well, Tia, you have educated me today. I feel like I know a lot about what is in and around here when it comes to the special needs community, but I've definitely learned a lot today. Someone did say in the chat box just now, are there private pay charges online anywhere? She didn't get all of the numbers. And is that something that you can see online, or if you take
it's
a
on
tour?
Our website,
you,
yes.
Yay. We love it when it's all on the website. That's awesome. So thank you for that. Well, guys, we're finishing up a little bit earlier earlier today. We always just like to mention that, you know, we're glad you're here. And if you're on this planning journey, we can definitely help you here at CPG. We're nationally certified as Social Security advisors, members of the Special Needs Planning Academy. We help people just like you plan for the future of your loved one, as well as you. You know, as parents, we're going to spend 25 to 35 years in retirement. It's a long time. We've got kids that have care needs that may have care needs 25 to 35 years after we're gone. So making sure that we have money in the right buckets, you know, making sure that we're preserving the eligibility for these kids for state and federally funded programs such as SSI and Medicaid, these Medicaid waivers that we mentioned earlier. We help people just like you on that. We help people kind of walk through the door of how and when to apply for SSI. Basically what to say, what not to say. I know that's kind of a daunting task, and a lot of people feel pretty overwhelmed by that. We mentioned our YouTube channel earlier, and I did put that in the chat box. Consolidated Planning Group has a YouTube channel. It was born, folks, out of my own frustration. I am a parent to children with disabilities, and I felt that it was pretty frustrating transitioning into adulthood. And I eat, sleep, and breathe this both personally and professionally. And I would say that the journey was difficult. So that YouTube channel was born out of my own frustration. There are over 300 webinars on our YouTube channel on topics related to planning for special needs. If you need to learn more about special needs trust, guardianship, SSI, Medicaid, Medicaid waivers. We have webinars on every single one of these topics. And we want you not to feel alone. We want you to feel empowered. And we want you to know that you can go out there and you can get the tools and resources that you need to be successful on your planning journey without having to pay an arm and a leg for them. So they're all out there for free. And we have really tried to label them intelligently so you can peruse those topics for the step that you're on your planning journey. You guys are going to get a copy of today's slides with the upcoming link for the webinars that we've got upcoming. You can check out those titles as well. We work on a collaborative team here at Consolidated Planning Group. And so I always like people to have some faces with the names. You guys have probably met Michelle before. She does a lot of our webinars as well. But we always offer free personalized consultations. So if you, you know, we're kind of going through this, maybe you didn't put some questions in the chat box that maybe you didn't want to ask on a public forum, reach out to us. You can hover your camera right over this QR code. It'll take you to our calendar, and you can schedule a free personalized consultation with us. And what that is designed to do, we want to learn a little bit more about you, the planning that you've done so far, answer some of the questions that you have that have been coming up. And we'll share a little bit more about us and how we work and the doors that you can walk through with Consolidated the Planning Group. It has certainly been my pleasure. Tia, I am going to be reaching out to you because I personally, I'm coming down there and I'm going to take a tour. And I want to encourage all of you that were on this webinar today to reach out to Tia as well and go take a tour yourself. I have to say that all of the places that I've toured in the past, I try to make a point to tour the places across the state. And I'm just always so encouraged. It's always so refreshing. And you see the participants, and they're happy, and they have community, and they have friends, and they have a job, and they're building skills, and they're pretty excited about what they're doing. And it's so encouraging to see that. And it also gives a lot of hope that wherever you are, wherever your child is, however old they are, whether they're thriving or they're a little bit behind or whatever, there is a place for them, there is a job for them, and there is hope. And so I love all of that. Thank you, Tia, for being here with us today, and we will look forward to partnering with you again soon. Take care, everyone. Thanks for being here.